Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, you see him on Fox all the time, Fox News senior medical analyst and practicing physician at NYU Langone. He has a new book out called The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. Dr. Mark Siegel is with us this afternoon. How are you, Dr. Siegel?
Great to be with you.
I know that.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good. I know that he's not included in the book, but you spoke with my friend Chris Smith recently, who was shot in the head here in the St. Louis area 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I think, Thanksgiving. And it's an amazing story of recovery. So thank you for doing that.
He's going to be in the sequel for sure. There's a couple of aspects to that, and he fits in with my whole concept of miracles are cumulative. They're not one bolt of lightning from the sky. They don't involve only one person. They involve doctors and patients. They involve healers. They involve family members.
Yeah.
Chris's story is phenomenal because you know it well. He got shot in the head. The woman he was dating got killed. He was visited by his father. Father said, I'll tell you how you know this is me, because my best friend Brett put two marijuana cigarettes into my pocket of my coffin, and only two people know about it, Brett and your mom. He tells his mom, she breaks into tears. Brett verifies it. And, you know, he said to his son,
yeah.
He said to his son, you're going to live. And that kind of message, you're going to live, coming from the great beyond in the form of an angel. That's part of what my book is about. It's about visitations, about visions, about dreams, about prayer, about spiritual realities really being really important in medicine, in healing, in life. Really important message at a time when doctors are getting carried away with the great technology we have and saying, well, that person is homeless. Maybe we should, you know, do assisted suicide. All that is way off. We need to cherish each life.
Absolutely. Was there one case in particular that inspired this book? And I know you include even some of your colleagues. Brett Baer is featured in here. I think Shannon Bream as well.
Shannon Bream wrote the foreword. She's a sweetheart. Her particular instance, she didn't name in the foreword, but she's talked about it on the air and talked about it with me openly, that she had a problem with very severe dry eyes that was making her very depressed. And that is true. That happens to a lot of people. That ended up being overcome. And she's a spark plug. She's fantastic. What really inspired this book, I didn't think of it at the time I wrote the book. The book was an exploratory process for me. And in writing it, I learned things that I didn't even realize before. But what's not in the book that probably inspired it was that when my first son was born, I was like a lot of first-time fathers, kind of lost. Mother gets diverted attention to the newborn.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to find my way. I was walking down the street. I see a guy sitting there with a prayer book. He hands me the prayer book and he says, pray for the health of your newborn son. I said, well, the only problem is you don't know I have a newborn son. I didn't tell you that. He says, I know. Gives me this prayer book, and I went and started becoming religious as a result.
Wow. That's incredible.
And that story is totally true. And it started me down a pathway, a lane. And the other thing that happened that I didn't put in the book that will go in the sequel is that when I was a young resident, we had a patient in the ICU who was a maitre d' at a restaurant, and he hit his head and he went into a deep coma from a traumatic brain injury, and he was thought to never be able to come out of that coma. He was going to be in the vegetative state. His family lined up at the bedside every single day praying for him. And they would say to whatever intern or resident was on duty, look, his heart rate's going up. Look, his blood pressure's going up. Look, his eyes are fluttering. And we would literally, and I don't want to say make fun of this family, but we would look at them, oh, here they go again. Here they go again. A jaundiced look. And that's what I thought the future of medical care for me was going to be, except that after 3 months, the guy suddenly woke up and recovered completely and went back to work at that restaurant, only now he wasn't the maitre d', he was a waiter, and that was it. But he pretty much returned to normal. And that taught me an incredible lesson of not giving up.
Well, you know, and I just thought of this in real time here, because we have another great story here from St. Louis, and it was just made into a major motion picture called Soul on Fire. And I don't know if you know the story of John O'Leary. Have you ever heard his story, Dr. Siegel?
No, I'll play host. You tell me the story.
All right, this is fascinating. So in the 1980s here in suburban St. Louis, he saw some kids playing with gasoline and fire, and he went into his garage, unbeknownst to his parents, and he's like 9 years old or 8 years old, and he lights himself on fire, and 90% of his body, and he is left for dead in the hospital. He's, you know, in really bad shape. We have this amazing baseball legend here who passed away, Jack Buck, Joe Buck's father. Jack Buck gets wind of this story, starts visiting this young boy in the hospital, doesn't know him before this, starts visiting with him every single day. And John O'Leary credits Jack Buck with his survival and his story and his recovery. He's now on the speaking tour. He's written 2 books. The movie came out about 3 weeks ago. It didn't make a lot at the box office. It's going to be on Netflix in January. But John O'Leary's story would be wonderful for your sequel because it is really amazing. And there is a spiritual aspect to John as well. That there is definitely a spiritual aspect to his story. So I can hook you up with him. I think you'd really enjoy that conversation.
And that'll be fantastic. Maybe we'll do a duo on. I'll put him in as a chapter in the book. I'm looking for more and more of these. I'm in the process of accumulating them. I have a quick fire story to tell you that happened the other day. I was in a place in Riverhead, Long Island with my dear son, and it was closing time at the pizza place. Love this pizza place. Love this Italian restaurant. And we got the last 2 pieces of pizza left, or the last 3. And we're sitting there going to pay for it. A guy who had clearly had burns on his face comes up to the cash register and he says, I'm paying for this pizza. And I go, what are you talking about? I can afford a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
The guy said, I was in a house fire and no one survived except for me and my girlfriend because I happened to smell smoke and I got us out of there and tragically no one else survived. And ever since then, he said, I'm giving back to God. And that's what he does. He goes around performing acts of beneficence. And that's kind
that's
of like
incredible.
We're God's vessel. We're God's vessels here on earth.
That really is amazing. And, you know, for a guy like me, this is where I have to admit, because I can be a little type A and get annoyed by little things. You know, we sit in traffic or whatever. I've been talking about this road closing that's near my house. You put things into perspective with what things, you know, with other people and what they've gone through. I've done this with Chris, Dr. Siegel, because, you know, I think about him and his head injury. He's still got a bullet fragment in his head. And you kind of have to put your life and your little annoyances in perspective compared to some of those things that happen that are far more serious to other people.
By the way, it's a whole bullet he has in his head.
Yeah.
And how dare you complain about the traffic in St. Louis? You should spend the day here. Forget about it.
It's non-existent. I understand. Hey, before I let you go, the book is really something I wanted to shine some light on. It's called The Miracles Among Us. But I know that you were talking yesterday. I have some deep concerns. You know, I have kids that are 28, 25, so they're adults. But I have a 10-year-old. And you were talking about the smartphones, and I've talked about this issue before. There are some serious warning signs out there for parents like me with these young kids with smartphones.
I think this is the best study of its kind yet. It looked at 10,000 kids between the ages of 12 and 13, and it said at the age of 12, about 2/3 of kids already have a smartphone, and they found that those that didn't have one were much less likely to be depressed or have sleeping problems or be obese. Then when they gave them the cell phones, and this is what really makes the study special, when they gave them the cell phones between the ages of 12 and 13, it reversed. You got more depressed. You had problems with sleep and you gained weight because you're not exercising, because you're on there all night, because it's waking you up.
Right.
And everyone out there should know that those over 14, 90 to 95% of kids have cell phones. This is a train that's left the station, and it is barreling out of control.
And it's the parents, right? I mean, look, I even heard when Sandra was talking to you about this, look, you could see that the parents are challenged because you want communication devices, you want to make sure your kids are safe, but you don't think about some of these long-term consequences, and that's where I'm a little concerned. I'll be honest with you, I have a little difference of opinion with my wife, you know, in our family on this particular issue. So I like seeing studies like this. It arms me with information and ammo.
By the way, even with all this going on, somebody like Sandra or somebody like you are great parents. I mean, that her kids are turning out great. They kids will turn out great anyway, but you have to, it increases the pressure on the parent to be more and more responsible and lead by example, involve kids in family matters. That's why Vivek Murthy, the former Surgeon General, came out with a really unexpected advisory when he said, parents are suffering. Parents are under stress. Parents don't know what to do. So it's not just the kids.
Yeah, he's right, though.
Parents.
He's absolutely right. Dr. Mark Siegel, the book is called The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. Is there also a Fox Nation special that people can tune into?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is out. And the Fox Nation special focuses, I host it and I narrate it, and it focuses on three incredible stories, one from Sudan that you don't want to miss, one Bob Montgomery, our chief of surgery here at NYU, that survived 7 cardiac arrests and a heart transplant. He's incredible.
Wow.
And then the other, the inside look at Steve Scalise's story, Majority Leader Scalise, when he was shot on that ball field in 2017, an incredible inside view of that.
All right. Well, it's all great and perfectly timed for the holidays. Thank you so much for coming on here this afternoon. I'm going to get you John O'Leary's information. You're going to love that.
That'll be in the next one. I love Soul on Fire, a great title. We'll put him in there next to Chris.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Siegel. Have a great holiday. We'll see you soon.
You too, Mark. Have a great holiday.
That was great. And I love what I've been hearing about the book. And he mentioned Steve Scalise. So if you go to Fox Nation and you watch the special, here's a little clip from that.
Dr. Wenstrup, who normally would have left earlier than that, decided to stay late for practice and was there to then be able to administer a tourniquet to save my life. You know, they initially were putting me in an ambulance. I wouldn't have made it there in rush hour traffic in Virginia. Every second, not every minute, every second counted. And so then all of a sudden a helicopter comes. God answered a lot of prayers that day.
Wow. You know, and he was shot, I think we referenced it, but he was shot during the practice for the congressional baseball game with the nutbag who was from around here, as I remember, from Southern Illinois. Rodney Davis was practicing that day. He was just about to take batting practice because he was still in Congress and was a member of the team. And it's a miracle that Steve Scalise survive that. So I want to check out. I've seen, you know, Dr. Siegel promoting not only the book, which is why I wanted to get him on, but also the Fox Nation specials.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.